Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. You know, one of the reasons many people like the idea of decentralized finance, DeFi, is that it allows just about anyone to participate in ways that, in the past, were reserved to the select few, the elite. Among the ways that it's possible to participate in DeFi is by becoming a market maker on a decentralized exchange. You can contribute to a liquidity pool, providing others the ability to complete exchanges while earning money from the fees they pay. However, impermanent loss is one of the concepts that you have to be aware of when you decide to provide liquidity to others on a decentralized exchange. Let's take a look at impermanent loss. Sounds important. And how it affects market makers. Liquidity pools and automated market makers. First up, it's important to understand that many decentralized exchanges, like Uniswap, for example, make use of liquidity pools and automated market makers to provide the needed volume of tokens to allow for the smooth operation of an exchange. A liquidity pool functions as a place for an exchange. A common example is Ethereum, ETH, and DAI. With a liquidity pool, a set ratio is maintained using an algorithm. It's important to note that the ratio is more important than the outside price of the assets in the pool. We're going to use a simple example of how it works, with simple numbers that might not affect current market prices. So bear with me. When you deposit into the ETH DAI liquidity pool, the idea is that you have to deposit an equivalent value of ETH and DAI. Perhaps one ETH is the same in value as 100 DAI, according to the algorithm. When you contribute to the pool, you put in 2 ETH and 200 DAI. Because DAI is pegged to the dollar, that means that you've put a total fiat value of $400. The other part of the equation is total liquidity. Others are funding the pool with ETH and DAI, with totals of 10 ETH and 1,000 DAI. The total liquidity in the pool is 10,000. Now, because you have 2 ETH and 200 DAI in the pool, you have a 20% share in the total liquidity. Traders on the exchange will come to the pool to complete transactions, and every time they complete a transaction, you will get a share of the fees. Pretty cool. Impermanent loss is the result of transactions that change the ratio in the pool, reflecting market prices. Let's take a look at how that works next. Basically, impermanent loss is the idea that you could have made more money by simply holding an asset rather than adding it to a liquidity pool. While you have your ETH and DAI in the liquidity pool, the price of ETH increases. Instead of being worth 100 DAI, it's now worth 400 DAI. Traders on the exchange are going to use your liquidity pool to make money on arbitrage. In order to do this, traders add DAI to the pool and remove ETH. Throughout the whole process, the liquidity must remain at 10,000. However, the ratio of ETH to DAI in the pool, maintaining that liquidity, will change. At the end of the day, the pool now has 5 ETH and 2,000 DAI. The liquidity pool remains at 10,000 total, but now there are different numbers of ETH and DAI tokens. Because you are entitled to 20% of the pool, you could potentially withdraw 1 ETH and 400 DAI. Your new fiat value would be $800. You've doubled your money since you put in $400 originally, and that doesn't even include the additional money made from transaction fees you earned. However, if you just held on to those tokens instead of putting them in the liquidity pool, their fiat value would be $1,000, a difference of $200. The difference between what you could have made by simply holding your tokens and putting them in the liquidity pool is your impermanent loss. The idea is that you lost $200 worth of value because your tokens were in the liquidity pool instead of just earning at the market rate. Bigger positions equals bigger losses. When estimating impermanent loss, it's important to realize that bigger positions and bigger changes in prices can lead to larger perceived losses. You should also understand that the decision of the price change doesn't really matter. Impermanent loss is about the fiat value of your assets when you deposit them into the liquidity pool and the price ratio you end up with later. You can find a number of calculators on the internet that can help you estimate your impermanent losses and figure out what you could have made if you kept your money out of the liquidity pool. Additionally, your impermanent loss calculation doesn't initially take into account any of the money you earned from transactions. Remember, if you contribute to a liquidity pool, you are entitled to your portion of the transaction fees charged by the decentralized exchange. So, when figuring your impermanent loss, you can determine whether some of it's been offset by what you earn from the transaction. Another consideration is the potential for actual loss if the cryptocurrency tokens you have all lost in value. Impermanent loss is more like the idea that you could have earned more elsewhere and not a true loss. So in our example that we just shared, you still made a pretty good profit, even if the profit wasn't as big as it could have been if you'd done something else with your tokens. However, DeFi is still new and cryptocurrency is a new asset class. As a result, it's hard to say if it's going to catch on and what the value will be relative to fiat currency. If cryptocurrency tanks and the value of both ETH and DAI fall significantly without recovering, you could end up losing money in terms of fiat value, regardless of impermanent loss. Understanding this before you invest in cryptocurrency or become involved in DeFi is important. There are a lot of opportunities, but there are also lots of risks. Understanding the purpose of your assets. When deciding how to use your assets, it's really important to understand the purpose they fill in your overall financial planning and in your portfolio. For some, the idea of putting tokens in a liquidity pool is to generate ongoing income. Impermanent loss is less important than harvesting a share of the transaction fees. Perhaps you decide to put 20% of your crypto assets to work in a liquidity pool. You still have the remaining 80% available to generate capital returns based on the market. However, the 20% you put into the liquidity pool is providing you with additional tokens as you earn from transaction fees. This is similar to the concept of allowing some of your crypto to be used to lend to others. When you lend your crypto assets to others, you receive a return in the form of interest payments. Having these assets allows you the option to put them to work in different ways, providing you with income beyond waiting for capital gains. When deciding if you want to participate in a liquidity pool, just think about the purpose of your assets. Putting it into a liquidity pool won't necessarily magnify your capital gains from your crypto assets. However, it can provide ongoing income that could potentially offset some of your impermanent losses and allow you to increase the assets you have over time. Bottom line, don't assume that participating in a liquidity pool is going to increase your capital gains, although it certainly could. Instead, make sure you account for the idea of impermanent loss, which is the concept that you might have ended up with more if you just held the asset separately. Think about what different portions of your portfolio are meant to accomplish on your behalf, and only risk the fiat money and crypto assets that you can afford to. Thanks so much for stopping by the Cult of Money podcast today. I hope it was helpful. And if you want to dig a little bit deeper into all things crypto, DeFi, and even CeFi, you can find all kinds of amazing resources at cultofmoney.com. Also, just look for us on any social media channel you have. We're probably there. You can find us as well. Again, it's cultofmoney.com.